Well, shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This hour will be a little bit of a hodgepodge. It's Chazanis and non-Chazanis, just in the mood to play some recordings I haven't played in many years or ever, actually. A couple of newbies for me and for you. Okay, we're going to begin. We're going to have a few Sphera recordings. The first is Johnny Gluck. Johnny was born in 1948, and he died in 1984 at the young age of 36. He was born in Hungary. He had a position in Sydney, Australia, and later on in his life at the Great Synagogue in Johannesburg in 1979. We'll hear Cantor Johnny Gluck with Ribono Shel Olam. Oh. Okay, Johnny Gluck, such a young age, wonderful, wonderful voice. Going back to the 50s, Velvo Pasternak, our dear friend, he had formed a Hasidic choir. I don't have the recordings available readily, but he tells some great, great stories about the difficulties in recording a bunch of black hats going into a studio, and they finally put the thing together. Anyway, let's go to that first album. It was around 1952, 53. Velvo Pasternak and MS is the choir.
Amen.
Okay, Velvet Pasternak and the Hasidic Choir. I have to confess something. This program is rather unusual, and I've had a lot of fun with it. What's been happening is I actually have a turntable. And I would say it's maybe 12 or 15 years ago, the last time that I used a turntable, which then excluded a lot of recordings that I have. So all the recordings for this hour, except for the last two, are in the experimental stage, where I think it's coming through loud and clear. It's all recordings directly from the record player. It's not on a CD or a cassette or whatever. It's from the vinyl. I think that this will become a regular section of vinyl. I have to work on that one. Okay, there were some recordings about 40 years ago with Sholem Katz. It was a double album of, was called Psalms, and a very interesting album, which I'm going to be playing the first selection and many more in the near future. Okay, this is the Ladovid Mizmor, Sholem Katz.
Moshe.
Well, that's quite an ending, wouldn't you say? Okay, our next recording will be Moshe Genshoff, and it will be Hineni. That's one of the reasons we don't play the vinyls. Once they get a scratch in it, they're not very forgiving. Okay, well, we'll live with the scratches as long as it doesn't go crazy. Okay, one more selection, a famous one of Moshe Genshoff, Misha Osanisim. This is his one of his many classics.
Nisim, Love.
This next recording is the first time I'm playing it in 44 years. You know, it's a long time not to have played it. Judah Goldring. Yes. Let's begin with Elu Devorim, Judah Goldring. His son in Highland Park has always told me that, how wonderful his father was. And I sort of lost track of the records, but now that I'm... looking for the vinyl, there it was, Judah Goldring. So let's hear his selection of Elu Devorim.
Thank you.
Away in 1959 at the young age of 43. Much too young. Much too young. Let's hear Judah with Uvechein Yehi Ratzon.
Oh.
Taking the liberty to play a non-Chazonist selection. He was a cantor, yes, Jan Pierce. And I just feel like playing this. It's a sentiment. It was my mother's favorite. Well, one of her two most favorite selections. The other was a H. Olsen record. But this is the Bluebird of Happiness, and I just feel like playing it. I hope that this is set up for it. Yes. Bluebird of Happiness.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before it is. A peace of mind, knowing there's a bluebird of happiness, and when he sings to you, though you're deep in blue, you will see a ray of light creep through, and so remember this. Life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness. The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the man on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fear. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. So don't you forget. Contentment forever if you're with me like I. Hold your head up high till you see a ray of light and cheer, and so remember this. Life is no abyss. Somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
I hope you enjoyed that little bit of a diversion. Yes? Okay. I always appreciate your comments and feedback on issues like that. Okay. Let's hear Pinchas Chaim Feigenblum. He was a key singer with the London Jewish Male Choir. He was born in 1909, died in 1984. This particular album came out in 1975. The first selection that we'll hear with Cantor Feigenblum is Ribono Shel Olam. Again, well, a good piece is a good piece.
Oh!
Okay, looks like we have time for one more selection. This will be Bavur David, and it's Cantor Pinchas Chaim Feigenblum, together with the London Jewish Male Choir. This is recorded in 1975, was at 25, 45, almost 50 years ago. Okay, Bavur David.
Yeah.
Well, that was cousin Pinchas Chaim Feigenblum, and this is Charlie Byrne. I'm hoping that you enjoyed this hour of a mix. And as I mentioned, this is my first foray into dealing with a turntable. And I was just thinking, when did they stop making vinyl? Well, the CDs overtook them. That was probably around 1980 or so. The next show or two, I'm going to do a little bit of history on the different items of first you have the 78s, and then of course you have the 33s, and then you have the 45s, then you have the CDs, and now God knows what they have. Anyway, we'll have to have a little update on that. In any event, thanks for joining with me, and let me know what you think of my playing these old vinyls. From the vinyl, yeah, that's the way it is. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.